Hello, everybody. Good morning. It's Jennifer Lamprey with the I Love My Body Diet. And this is I Love My Body Diet Radio. I guess we don't call it the I Love My Body Diet Radio, but we call it the I Love My Body Radio Show. And we are starting our week off right. This is one of my favorite days. I love, love, love every other week. Monday morning with Beth Banning. She is absolutely an amazing woman. I just want to say happy Monday to everybody. Happy, to begin the week. We're going to do it really, I think today started off right with this topic that we're going to be talking about. So, Beth Banning, those of you who've been listening to the show know her. If you've listened to her, if you haven't, I would go back into the archives of the I Love My Body Diet show and check out her and then her husband. If you, there's one show with Neil Gibson, who's her husband. He's absolutely amazing. And so, Beth, hi. I'm not
Hi.
doing much of an introduction, but I probably should.
Happy Monday. No, it's the Happy Monday introduction.
It's a happy
Happy
Monday. It really is. Actually, it's
Monday.
raining. Is it raining
I
by you?
know.
I know we're not
Yes.
supposed.
Which is a happy Monday for us. We need this rain, so we're happy about that.
Yes, we are. Well,
Happy
my
Monday.
happy, happy, happy. My dad and my husband build pools. That's what they do for a living. My
Oh,
dad's been
yeah.
building pools, had a pool company for years and years and years and years. So anyway, they have a pool about 10 minutes from here. And so my dad, he comes running in my house this morning because he had to go use the restroom because that's what they do if they're close. They'll come to the house and use
There
the
you go.
bathroom. But anyway, he said it was just like soaking wet, the mud and all those things, just everywhere they couldn't really do, but they're doing some stuff. So he's hanging out, It's raining. You don't want to work outside. But
No.
we get to do stuff inside, like this call bath. So I'm
We
really,
do. I'm
really
excited.
excited.
I
I know,
am
me too.
too.
So what are you going to
So
be
I
doing? What are you talking about? Yes, will you
Well, you
share?
know, we were
What are you?
talking. We were you and I were talking. We can just talk over each other for a while. You and I were talking. I know.
That's
Neil and
right.
I, well, you know, Neil and I do workshops, seminars all the time together, and we actually had to learn how to coordinate not talking over each other because, you know, we're
Oh,
both
yeah.
excited and we're, have things to say, and you start talking over. We got complaints from people. You know, we can't understand either of you when you do that. We're like, okay, we'll figure this out then. So we got it all
Love it.
figured out now. We wait and we go, do you have anything else to say on that? Yes. Yeah.
You are
Anyway, so we
really good
got
at
that
that.
worked out. Yeah, we worked that out over years and years of working together. So you and I actually aren't bad. But today we're going to talk about overwhelm. And the reason, besides like so many of us are seriously overwhelmed, is that you were saying that you hear that from people quite often. I mean, you have this beautiful community now, and you guys are doing so much that we are bound to get overwhelmed, especially when, and you know, the people listening can, just look into their own lives. When you're up, especially when you're up to something big, like you are, Jen, and all the people in your community, and so many of us now with just what's happening in the world and with everything that's going on, a lot of us want to step up and we want to do something bigger and more meaningful in our lives. And even if you're just like watching what's going in the world that on in the world, that can be overwhelming. But what I'm talking about today is more about when you're out there wanting to do something, okay, like you are. Does that make sense? Like that kind of overwhelm? Because again, there's lots of different kinds. There's lots of different ways to play with overwhelm. And if we have time, I can go into some others. But Neil and I are really up to something bigger in the world, like that we want to make a difference, want to change it for the better. And so many times, we got like up against something that it just like seemed too much, and we just too many ideas, too much going on, too many ways to go. And when that happens, you end up like stopped or stuck. I don't know about you, but we found ourselves in that place oftentimes, or not, kind of like the deer in the headlights. It's like it's just so much, you know. So that's the kind of overwhelm I'm talking about today. And it can be used in lots of different ways, but that's kind of that area. And because, you know, we've been looking at this over the years, we've come up with, like, we were like, okay, what do we do about it? And what do we do to help people that get into this place? And so, you know, after many years, we've developed 5 questions you can ask yourself to really stop overwhelm in its tracks. And that sounds like, how can you do that with questions? But self-discovery and self-inquiry, really, it can take you from that place of confusion and overwhelm immediately to a place of peace and stability and a direction forward. So that's really what we're talking about today. Does that sound fun?
I love it. Sounds amazing.
Good, good, good. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the 5 questions, and I'll do them twice. So if people want to write them down, you're welcome to post them if people are interested on the after show thing.
Yeah.
So the five questions, and then what I'm going to do is go over each of them and what you can do about each of them, okay? So you ask these questions to go, where am I? Because oftentimes you'll get stuck or stopped in one or several. But if you can identify where it is, then the direction forward's really easy. One thing I do when I work more closely with people, oftentimes people will come in really overwhelmed just about a situation in their life. They come in thinking that it's about this one situation. And really what it turns out to be is that they have lumped all these pieces together in one upset. Mm. And they think they're upset about one thing, and actually it's about 5 different things or 2 different things or, you know, multiple things. And when you pull them apart, none of them seem so big.
Mm.
Okay? So
I love
this that. Is that kind of, this is the same idea, but it gives you, you don't have me to kind of see the pieces. This gives you a way to pull them apart yourself. It's usually a little harder all by yourself because you don't, you know, it's like the nose on your face. You can't see it, but everybody else can, you know.
Easy
for me to see. Really easy for you to, me to see your stuff, you know. It's a little harder for me to see mine. So anyway, the 5 questions, so here they are. And again, I'll repeat them and then we'll go over them. Do you think you need to do everything? Do you think you need to do everything? That's the first question. The second one is, and I'm going to put this in first person just so when you're doing it, you can ask yourself this question. So do I think I need to do everything? That's the first question. Do I think I need to do everything? The second one is, do I think I need to do everything myself? Do I think I need to do everything myself? The third question is, do I think I need to know everything before I do anything? Do I think Do I think I need to know everything before I do anything? Do you know what I mean by that?
I need to know everything before I do anything.
Yeah. Okay.
So perfect.
And number 4 is, and again, I'm going to go through each of these and we can discuss them and all that, but let me just get them all out.
Okay.
Do I think I need to make the right choice? Do I think I need to make the right choice?
These are awesome.
And then the 5th one is, am I trying to remember all the ideas I have? Am I trying to remember all the ideas I have? So those are the 5 questions. And again, let's just go over them one at a time. So what the suggestion I have is, there is the easiest thing is to catch the overwhelm, or what we call overwhelm, as early as possible. And that's a skill in itself. I mean, you usually can catch it when you go, I'm so friggin' overwhelmed. And that's fine, and you can use these questions. But start paying attention, and we use this throughout our work, is use your, as human beings, we are designed to be just like peaceful. That is like our natural state. Not that we won't have ups and downs of emotional intensity, but the state is peaceful even through emotional tension. I mean, even through the ups and downs of emotional, like feelings. But if you catch there's a kind of irritation or agitation that comes before this big overwhelm, and if you can start looking for that, it's just way easier. It's before you collect a bunch of these things together and it becomes that big overwhelm. Okay, so start paying attention, just kind of as an aside piece. When are you feeling like this agitation, this underlying agitation? And stop and ask yourself these questions, because it'll just be easier, you know, because you don't have four or five of them going. It's probably just one at that point. So anytime you feel either some agitation or overwhelmed, because we all know what that feels like, just look. I have the questions written down, and I just look through them. And sometimes you don't even have to really think about them. You just go, oh, my God, it's that one. And if you go, oh, my God, it's that one, it probably is. So, again, we think way more than we need to, like with our minds. I talked to you guys about the three access points of, like, guidance. This is everything we do really is about a search for inner guidance. Everything. But, again, this access point of the mind is really the only guidance we have. And it's good, but it's really not supposed to work alone or in the capacity it's working. But anyway, so you don't have to think too much about this exercise. Just really let it have you. Let it have its way with you. So just read through, and you'll know which one or several that you need to play with, okay? So let's talk about the first one. Do I think I need to do everything? Do I need to do everything? So if you read through the list and you go, oh, my God, I'm really stuck in this idea that I think I need to do everything. Okay. So the fix to that is pick one thing. And guess what? It doesn't matter what thing you pick. Seriously, doesn't matter. If shopping, like grocery shopping, is on your list, just pick it and go grocery shopping. And once you've taken that action, then you start to open up. The overwhelm comes when you're thinking about all those, that list. Remember, it's the big Velcro ball that gets all attached, and you can't see the next move. You can't see that you're not available for that inner guidance to really move you forward, because you're all up in your head thinking about all the things you need to do. So just pick one thing. So when you pick one thing, really you move the overwhelm into action, and you don't feel overwhelmed. Now, again, I want to be really clear. Overwhelm is not a problem. That's the other problem that we really have with it, is we think it's a problem. And overwhelm really, again, is like what I'm saying, it's just this idea that there's so many things and you don't know what to do. So when you pick one, you're just moving again. And there isn't, like, again, if we're living in the moment, if you're in action, there is no overwhelm. It's only when you stop and go, oh, so many things to do, you know? So, again, it's not like these. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this is so perfect, because I get a lot of people that ask me, which I'm so grateful that they ask me. They see me doing so much, right? Three kids and, you know, just a lot of stuff I'm doing. And a lot of people ask me that. Literally, like, I get personal messages all the time. Jen, how are you doing this? What are you doing? And this is exactly what you're saying right now is what I do. Exactly what you're saying right now. I literally, if I'm going to make, I'll make breakfast. I'll make some eggs for my child. And I know the Blog Talk Radio, we need to do that. So literally I go from one action to the next action. And I don't even really think about all the rest of the stuff I have to do during the day. what happens when you do that, it really does. It's like you're just moving. It's like it is literal movement. It's the coolest. Yeah. It is the coolest way to live. It feels, and even right now, I was thinking after the show, I'm going to sit with my child for half an hour and watch the rest of the movie with her. That's going to be my next action. And, you know, so even that, it's all action, even us being, I guess, so anyway, I just have to tell you that if people are listening to this that have asked me that question or think that about me, this is exactly what I do.
I love that. And so you were gonna say it, and I do want to say it out loud. I think you were gonna say it. I could be wrong, but what I think you were gonna say, even inaction is action.
Thank you. That's what I was
it
gonna
is.
Say. That's exactly
and
what I was gonna say.
It is true. It's because
it is.
Anything that has like inaction takes a step forward to be in action. Mm-hmm. So it's really. And it doesn't matter what it is. And that's why, again, we think way too much about these things. You just start doing them. So that's the very first question we check in is, you know, do I think I need to do everything? So then the second question, this is very much like the first question. And I'm guessing you have this one, too. This is a big one for me because, and I want people to really check in with themselves, I have a certain quality of completion that I'd like to see in things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a certain standard, a certain what's the word I'm looking for? Find it. But I like things a particular way, and I don't find all that many people, or I don't think I do. And this is, again, back to thinking. So, like, thinking somehow I've got the answer, okay? So the second question is, do I think I need to do everything myself? Do I think I need to do everything myself? And this is for several reasons this happens. For me, it often happens because I think that I can do it better. Okay, I think I can do it better, which is so ridiculous because, yes, I like the way I end up doing things, but when I started just opening up to the idea that I don't know everything and that there may be ways that it's done that is so much better than I could have done it myself, that miracles have happened when I just let go. When I just let go and go, I can't do it all myself because that's just the truth. And if I want to grow bigger and if I want to let things, you know, like really to support the planet and the people on it the way I would like to, I can't do this myself. So I have to just relax and surrender into the fact that the next person that's going to grab the reins and do whatever it is to do next, they're going to do it just the perfect way it needs to get done. Just the perfect way it needs to get done. And so my thing then is just surrendering and surrendering and surrendering. Now, the other reason that people get stuck in this, that I think I need to do everything myself, is that they think that there is no one else. They have an underlying core belief that they're all alone. And this is huge, oh my God, especially for women in this culture and so many cultures. Some, you know, we can talk about the history and all those things, but we have this idea we have to do everything ourselves because there is no one to help us. And we really have to get over this because there is help everywhere. We're just so afraid to ask and we're so afraid to hear no. Now, that's a whole, you know, we do the distinctions on the show, and that's the work Neil and I do is the distinction-based training. And there's a bunch of distinctions that you have to be able to see in order to really get around or underneath this core idea. But for this exercise, what I suggest you do, if you look down the list and you say, I think I need to do everything by myself, what I suggest you do is reach out to someone in your community and ask for help. I don't care what you're asking for.
I love it. I love it.
Reach out and ask for help. So this will switch you from overwhelm to connection. And in connection, things just open up and flow. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So that's number two.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
We can talk about each one of these. One of these, each. I mean, you know that, I know. But this is, I mean, this again, this is really what the I Love My Body Diet, one of the big pieces we do is put the ask out. I know in our mastermind too, Beth, right? It was about one of our things in the 5-minute shares. You ask because we really, and you see, you watch women that are not used to doing that because they're used to doing it alone. And also the word trust, I don't know if that comes up for people, but that seems to come up for people. Sure. Not that we need to talk about that, but so this is just a really, this is such a beautiful way to really connect community. Number two, really, you do get to step into community when you do number two.
It's beautiful. And it, because so many of these things, if you look through this list and the suggestions I'm making around each of them, so many of this not only opens you up, but opens you up to the people around you. So, you know, I like it for so many. So number three is you think you need to know everything before you do anything. You think you need to know everything before you do anything. And there, I think somebody coined the phrase information. What was it? Oh, shoot, I don't even remember it. But there's some very cute phrase around this. Information paralyzation, something like that. It's like you need. It was a much cuter line than that. But it's everything. You need to know everything. And there's even nothing you need to say about that because everybody gets it, you know? It's because it's like, how can I, it's like, and then the information overwhelms you. Do you know what I mean? It's like you're looking for all this information before you do anything, and then you're overwhelmed by just the information alone because there's so much. You can't possibly know everything. You would be sitting doing nothing forever if you wanted all the information, you know, with the internet and everything. It's just crazy. We think we could possibly get it anyway. So with this one, what I want you to know is you know enough for now. You always know enough for now. So if you never learn another thing, if you never learn one other thing, you know enough to make a huge difference in this world, in your life, for your family, for your kids, right now. Right now. So again, this goes back to living more in the present moment than in some future place. So right now, you know the perfect amount to do the very next thing you need to do. It's there. It's always there. It's absolutely true. So it goes back to what do you do about it? Pick one thing and do it. Pick one thing. You know enough. Pick one thing and do it. So that's number four.
Love that.
And then actually, that was number three. Okay.
I have my list right here. I'm like staring at it. So you just ask me if you need anything.
You just keep me in line, woman. I like that.
Oh, girl, I will.
Okay, good. All right. So number four, Ben, is you think you need, oh, this one's so huge. Oh, my God. You think you need to make the right choice. The right choice. And I just have to say it. There is no damn right choice. There is no right choice. There are just choices. This is back again to, you know, everything we're talking about that we're so in our heads that we have to figure out this right choice. We're told, and this, I mean, again, it's not surprising we think we need to make the right choice because we're told from a very, very young age. Hey, girl. Hey, Jen. Hey, Jen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you typing?
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, can you hear me typing? Well, you know what's funny is I'm typing to people. I'm like, you're saying stuff, and I'm putting in alumni what you're saying to people on the alumni page.
Oh, got it.
You can hear typing. I'm so glad you told me that.
It's actually really loud, too. I was like, what is that?
I'm so glad you told me. You know what? I've done this a few times, so now I know, which I'm grateful for. And I know to mute it if I'm doing it, because I'm just writing what you're saying.
Okay,
perfect. Okay. So thank you for telling me that.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'll keep you in line. You keep me in line.
Amen.
All right. So wait. Okay. So there's no right choice. Really, really. I just have to say it again because we think so. So what I was saying was, it's no surprise we think there is a right choice because we're taught from a very young age, I mean a very young age, that you need to be right and not wrong. You need to do the right thing, the good thing, the honorable thing. So we're told it's like this thing that has been blown out of proportion. Really what we're looking for, and this is a whole nother show, what we're looking for once again is to find the choice that is in harmony with our most deeply held values, with our, you know, our spirit, soul's desire that came into this life with, you know, depending on what you believe. It's to look inside. That's the choice we're looking for. And the reason we're having so many problems with this, looking for the right choice, because we're looking outside of us, looking outside of us. So when you ask the question, am I looking to make the right choice? I think I need to make the right choice. Just remember, there is no right choice, only what you're being called to do. That's the choice you're looking for, only what you're being called to do. Now, this can take practice, but if you get that more into consciousness, that there is no right choice, you're going to start relaxing into it. Again, it's going to take a little. So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think a lot of the women I know, and I know those that are on right now, I think this is a big one for us, because especially if you're, you know, connected and wanting to do the right things with God and be in alignment with God, a lot of times we will do, like, for what I've noticed, this, I'm going to speak for myself. What I've noticed is I wait for an answer to a prayer to ask, or I say, I only will do it if I get this answer to a prayer, and then I don't do anything. So I actually got over that a couple years ago. I stopped doing that because I just realized that all it was doing, and I knew that God actually wanted me to act. Just act. Exactly what you're saying. And that the answers just start flowing, and I'm in the right actually most of the time, like just by acting is what I'm finding.
Now I have a question you can ask yourself that will lead you more readily to that place of action. And so if you're looking down the list and you go, oh, my God, I think, you know, this is the one that's being the stumbling block. This is the one that's being the problem for me. I think I need to make the right choice. I want you to ask another question of yourself. And this, it's like take a minute or two, just quiet your mind, and then ask yourself, if there were no consequences, if there were no consequences, what would my heart want to do? If there are no consequences, what would my heart want to do? And then do it. And then do it. We have, again, you know, and I am all about talking to God. I have a whole dang book about it, you know. So it's not like I am opposed to doing that. And I get answers. But sometimes, you know, we have to, and that's back to that three access points to internal guidance. It's like, sometimes they come from that direct connection to God. Sometimes they come through my physical body. And this is really what I'm talking about with this question. It's a combination of using the mind just to ask and then feeling into it. And the answer will bubble up. I promise it will. We always know what there is to do next. We always know. But we're worried about consequences. And rightfully so. I mean, you know, there are some consequences that we may not be willing to deal with. But then be honest with yourself and choose the other thing.
Well, and I think that this can bring up stuff for people right here. And has this, have you noticed share this with people that this brings up, I can even feel the triggers that this might bring up for women, because this is going back, and this is what Brian and I talk about a lot, especially with addiction. People are waiting for the answer from the out. And not just women, men, even in the addiction world, you know, with what Brian has realized in his own self and as he's observed with others, that there's a point where what we've realized is that God really wants us to make, he wants us to be, we are co-creators with him. In our beams, our bodies were built, like you said, to be able to do that. And so as we learn, I love these three access points you're talking about, as I think he wants us to really understand and start trusting that we are his divine, or just that we are powerful beings, that we are able to create with him, but because of him, in my opinion. I mean, just that's my own opinion.
Yeah.
So anyway,
and we all
I just think this can bring up
stuff.
Right.
I do. And again, we all have, well, let me go back to that. All these things will bring things up. And really what overwhelm is, and that's why I want to go back to, overwhelm's not a bad thing. It's really a warning, like a warning bell, a trigger. It's there to show you that there's things to uncover. All of anything that goes on in your life, all it is an opportunity for self-discovery, for living closer to your heart's desire, living closer to what you're meant to do here. So, you know, being able to shift on a regular basis, this idea that anything uncomfortable is a problem, is, you know, a beautiful opening for you to expand your life, to live it more fully and more wonderfully. So, yeah, and it will bring things up. And all those things it brings up is an opportunity to discover more life, more ability to love, more ability to...
I love it.
You know, have life.
Because we,
you know,
that's where the trusting, in my opinion, comes in for ourselves, is trusting that we really do want love. We really do want to have all these beautiful, we want peace. That's like our natural desire in our souls. And so to just give opportunity, like you said, to experience those things and have opportunity, trust that we are moving towards that space.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay, and so the last one, and I love this one because people don't often recognize, you know, so many times we might recognize that we're not living in harmony with what is really calling us forward. We can deny it, but we feel it, you know what I mean? But with this last one, I just think this is a little known I don't know, truth or tip, or I don't even know what to call it. But I tell people this and they go, oh my God, that would be so much easier. You know, but I don't hear people talking about it much. So I love having this one in here, which is, I'm trying to remember all the ideas we have. Now, if you're out there or anything like you or me, Jennifer, or just out there, we have ideas. We are creative beings. If you open up at all to your own inner guidance, to God, to all the access we have to ideas, then, I mean, you could become overwhelmed so quickly. And the fix to it, I mean, it's such a simple fix, is create a journal or a special file for your ideas. And it's not just writing them down and throwing them, you know, not ever looking at them again. It's writing them down and making the writing and the journal and wherever you're putting it, like this sacred place, these ideas coming through you, even if they don't ever come to fruition, even if you never even work towards them, they are truly sacred gifts that you have been giving these ideas. And this is the reason we feel so overwhelmed, is that we know this at some level, but how can you possibly remember them all in your mind? And then you forget them and you go, oh, where is that? Oh, I have this great idea. You know, do you know what I'm talking about? And it's like they disappear.
Oh, yeah.
So really, it's a simple fix. Write them down. Write them down. Once your subconscious, the ego mind that is like, I don't know if it's that particularly part of how, I don't know what part of us it is, but some part of us is very grateful and very relaxed when we write them all down in somewhere special, somewhere sacred, somewhere where we know they are. And that as they come through, you just write them down. So as you get ideas, you go to that journal, you go to that file on your computer. It doesn't matter as long as you know where it is. And you write them down. So if you have them stored safely away, you're way less likely to feel overwhelmed because you know you can go back to them and pick them up at any time you know, move forward with some, or just, you know, look at it again and go, you know, some of the ones I have written down, I go, wow, that is a great idea, but I am not ready to work on that. One time, he called it a brain dump, and it's very similar. It's not just about, I guess it is about ideas, but he said to do it like once a month, just write every idea, like sit for an hour, a whole hour, and just write all the ideas that flow through you in that moment. All old ones will come up, and I mean, it's a fabulous exercise. And then don't just leave them. It's like go back to them once a week and just kind of scan through them, because something might pop up that says, ah, now it's time. It's time for this. You know. So I think that's a beautiful idea. It also doesn't help just alleviate overwhelm. It really, it's almost an inspiration to go back and look at it. So those are the five questions to help alleviate overwhelm. And the one thing I want to say about this, back to overwhelm is not a problem. So we're human, and we're going to move through, and overwhelm will pop back up. It's not like you're trying to get rid of it with these questions, but this is a way to go, where do I need expansion? Where do I need to move forward? So again, don't think of it like this is going to get rid of it, because you don't want to get rid of anything. All you want to do is have ways to expand into a more beautiful you, you know. So that's
Beth, I love that you just said that, because like how many times have we done that in our lives, or I know I have, where I have to get rid of this stuff. I have to get rid of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
In reality, how do I expand into this stuff? And I just love that, expand into it. I was just wondering, I know we have just a couple more minutes. Do you want to take any callers right now and
sure.
maybe
oh, yeah.
see if there's something that they can work through, and maybe
yeah.
you can, yeah, if anybody's wanting to do that, anybody that's on the call, if you just push one, we have about five more minutes, and then I think we should, I mean, we're going a little over already, but we always go over with Beth because it's too amazing not to. I was actually thinking, do you have this somewhere, anywhere, these five? I mean, this is like, I'm wanting to tell the world these five things. I'm like, this is so simple. I'm serious, Beth. I mean,
I have a little slide with the five questions on it. I can send it to you. I was going to turn this into a whole little video series.
Yeah.
So eventually it's one of those ideas in my idea wall.
Oh,
my
idea locker. Well, let me help you with this idea if you want, because I love this one. All right. All right, here we go. Hello.
Hello, this is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hi. I just want to say that I've just been sitting here bawling because this speaks so much to me on a level that, and I've been having these huge emotional releases, and I've never had anybody talk about this. Like, I feel like I have these, you know, isolated problems that nobody else understands.
Yeah, I know. That's what we all think that, right?
Yeah, but this, and nobody's ever, I've never heard this. Really discussed like this before, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is really core for me.
You're so
thank you. I do want to add an idea that I have as far as journaling, if it is not to write it down or forget about it. One time I was when I was going through a hard phase, I was extremely faithful about journaling. And one of my big challenges routinely is my short-term memory. I feel like I just can't remember. So if you ask me what I wore yesterday, there's no chance of that, or even my own name sometimes. But when I was journaling every day, I could tell you everything. It took from the burden mind over to the, I got this. Not anymore, because in fact, I could go without journaling. I can't remember what I did an hour ago or not yesterday. But when I'm journaling, I can skip journaling for two or three days and go back and remember everything.
Wow, that's fascinating.
That mode, yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
it tells me that I need to write these down. But one thing I want to ask is, how can I overcome my anxiety to write things down? Because sometimes I have a little bit of dyslexia. So when I go to write things down, I especially like ideas, like inspiration, mm-hmm. I lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the mm-hmm. writing is less same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to get it through.
I can actually relate to that because I also have some dyslexia. So I understand that. So you're not even alone in that. Gosh, we're just not alone in anything. First of all, I want to go back because you came on and you said something, and I just really want to highlight it for everyone, is that you had a lot of emotional releases during just hearing these things. And I just want to celebrate that. I don't want to step over that because this is such a huge thing for us to be able and willing to just have the emotion move, because emotion is energy and it's meant to move. And we've got it so clammed up so tightly in us. Mm-hmm. I take these baths and I cry for hours just to move energy. And so I just wanted to celebrate that and just have it out there. Move energy. Go ahead. Cry. Do whatever it takes.
Yay.
Move it. Yay. Right. Exactly. Celebrate energy movement. So yay for you. I'm sorry.
I said I will celebrate as well. I rejoice.
Good. So if you have anxiety in the midst of writing it down, I would just feel into the anxiety. If we turn this idea of that there's something wrong here into that I just need to feel this, this is an opportunity to expand, then it's such a freedom. It's like it matters not what happens, you know? So really,
yeah.
If there's that anxiety going, you have this great idea, right? I'm going to go write this stuff down. And, again, that's all in the mind, right? This idea that I have a plan and I have to make this plan go all the way to the end. Then if you have anxiety on the way, that's a problem, you know, because I'm never going to write this down.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, start shifting this problem into the actual thing you were meant to do. So if you have this idea, and our ideas, that's why the brain is such a beautiful access point. If you have this idea and it's you feel them moving you forward, these ideas, they're wonderful. So you're moving forward to that pen and paper, and all of a sudden you feel this anxiety. Feel the anxiety. Just be with it. Feel it. See where it takes you. You may have had that idea so that you could move the energy that is causing that anxiety. And I can give you another strategy I have because I have the same things that happen. But each time I feel into what seems like a problem emotion, I expand. I open. I become more of what I was meant to be.
Oh, so beautiful. You're just moving things. I'm moving things as you're talking.
Yes, you are.
Great.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Carolyn,
just as an aside, because I'm also, you know, it's so funny because I'm like this really real combination of left and right brain, you know, and feeling and thinking, you know, I'm like so both of those things. So I also use dragon as my, here's my totally logical thinking. I also use Dragon Naturally Speaking, which is a computer program. And I actually speak and it types for me. And it spells for me because I'm not my strong suit either. So just as a totally different strategy. It works great. And I do all my journaling that way. I don't hardly even write anymore, but because I can't read it when I'm done. But there you go.
I really resonate with that.
That's wonderful.
But
well,
feel,
Carolyn.
But feel, yeah. feel, feel. Go ahead, Jen. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, Carolyn, I'm so grateful you came on and shared that, and want to thank you, and hopefully that helps support you, and thank you for moving that energy that you're doing, because it's, I know it supports even this call. I can feel that when you're sharing that, so thank you.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
Oops, shoot, I did it too soon. I always do it too soon. I click. Beth, I know. But I wanted to actually, what you just said, when you just said what you said about, I really believe that that to me is what you have given me as an example. I've really followed that example of just being in whatever that is, instead of fighting it away, being in it and allowing.
Anyway.
No, it doesn't. And that's until you do it, do you realize, because there's fear there to not just sit in it because you think it will envelop you. So it's not about sitting. It's not about sitting it. There's a different. I don't know. Maybe you can go into that detail in another time. But there's a difference of
I can actually do it really, really quick because what happens, it's exactly the fear, is exactly what you say, is that we fear that we're going to go into this pit of it and never come out. And really what happens if you just say, and I say this out loud, I'm willing to feel uncomfortable. I'm willing to feel uncomfortable. And if you just sit with it, it actually just expands and it hardly lasts long, really, you know. So it's about just being with it and not then putting more thought onto it. What happens is people will sit there and they'll start feeling it, and then they'll start telling their whole story about it, and then they do start going into the pit of it. They're not feeling just the momentary sensations and feelings that are there. They go into everything. But that's so much of what we do in the course, is, you know, kind of be able to distinguish those different pieces so that people have access to being able to do that more easily.
Well, this is kind of an art, I think. And I know that this is really important, because I know for me with the migraine headaches for years, and I've talked about this years and years, and trying to get fixed and go out and look for a sort, like constantly, you know, and then looking, I take stuff, and there've been times where the pain's so bad and nothing works that I'm actually, it's almost like I'm forced. If I want to be sane, and especially if you have a lot of things you need to do, what I've learned is if I just sit in that headache, literally just do what you just said, am I willing to really let this pain be felt? And I sit there in my mind and I feel the migraine. It is like all of us, I can't even explain it. I can't explain what happens. It's like all of a sudden I now have this whole other perception of this migraine. And I see it completely, and I'm feeling into it. It's like I'm now have this relationship with this migraine, and I feel like I can now have more power over my choices inside of that migraine. It's really truly been a gift. Does it take my migraine fully away? No, but it helps me understand my migraine. So when I get one again, it's not this crazy fear that oh my gosh, I have this migraine and I can't do anything. It doesn't do that anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's huge, Jen. That's huge.
So I think that's what we're looking at with this is we don't need to have our anxiety, our depression, our whatever it is, overtake us. And we really do have more power in that than we can ever imagine. I think that's what this whole thing that you're talking about with overwhelm. Again, it gives us more choice.
It
gives
us
more power, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all there really is like choices, and start making them consciously.
I love that. Yeah. So is there any last quick thing before we get off? Because I just think you're absolutely amazing and this is wonderful.
Oh, I'm so
glad. I want everyone to listen to this.
I'm really glad that it seems like it was supportive. It has been very supportive in my life. So again, the idea of this whole thing is that we're looking for really to be connected with ourselves and our own internal guidance, and just to allow what's there to be there, to know that we are in the perfect place, the perfect feelings are coming up, our next step is just the right one we were meant to take. There is no right step. It's the one you took. That's the step. And just, you know, let's relax more. I say it all the time, and I really truly believe it. If we were able to relax enough, we would just fall into the arms of God. We just fall into the arms of God.
Oh, I still love that. So beautiful. Oh, I'm falling today. I don't know about all of you, but thank you, Beth. I was actually thinking, all of your shows have been so wonderful. I was thinking I need to just go through all of them and write down some key points. And then actually through because we started our relaunch of our program, and Gentry actually starting her group today. So if anybody's wanting to do that, or you feel like somebody you know wants to do that, today is the day. But I'm thinking to even have them, when they want, they know that they can share that with those women in those 3 months, to share one of these shows with them. You know, again, because there might be a time where this really is going on in the group of overwhelm, and it's time for them to have these key points and to listen to this show. So thank you again. And thank you. And is there anything else that you want to share as far as what you have going on before we get off too, and then we'll head off?
I guess to make sure everybody knows, we're Neil and I are doing a beta certification program. So if you are a coach and have a practice, or are starting one, or want to be a coach, we are actually certifying our program now to coaches. So, and we're doing a beta program, which is you're going to be helping us create the online program. So we're doing a really like a quarter of the price of the certification program. So it's really a great deal for you guys, and great, like, so much grateful for you helping us out too. So if you're interested at all, we can either let Jennifer know, or you know, contact me, or it's going to be starting towards the end of this month. So if you're interested at all, let us know.
Brian and I are doing it, just so everyone knows.
I know. It's going to be a great class.
It really is wonderful. So many good, amazing things to learn for our own lives personally. All right, Beth, I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you too. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for being on. And love yourself, love your body. Just have a wonderful day today. Just know that you are worth it. All right, everyone. Talk to you Wednesday. Bye.